The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
Oh, yeah. CJ 15 mil, I guess he's CJ 30 mil now, is in the house. Signed today with Tennessee, changing drafts everywhere, including my own. We'll spend some time with some selfish indulgences for me today, talking about who I should take with the number one pick in my remaining draft, where I am the ringer. Depth charts and cheat sheets and rankings, oh my, all football the next 2 weeks, no Brit. He's back in London, we're leaving him there. We'll get him back on soon. For all you soccer fans and the latest soccer news, visit fantasyinsights.com, or you can always follow Insights Soccer at Twitter and at the Brit FI on Twitter. Soccer is blowing up, Dan. I love the soccer customers. Only praise from soccer people. And now what's happening is football people are telling me they're soccer people, too. So all our wildest dreams are coming.
We are converting them.
Biggest movers in this week's fantasy rankings going up. Manning. Washington quarterback, whoever it ends up being, Whitehurst, Hightower, Starks, McGahee, Carter, Tate, Hardesty, Nix, Wallace, Steve Smith, Antonio Brown, Jimmy Graham, going down, Cutler, Tebow, Tavares Jackson, the Ryans, that would be Terrain and Grant, and James Jones. JFL Auction, that's the league Kev and I are in together, that took place. My Hollywood team with Gracie is all set. We'll talk about that roster. Check out Gracie's picks, by the way, on Facebook page or on my Twitter at Dish Adams or on Fantasy Insights Twitter at Fantasy Insights. She's there in Jets camp and at Saints camp. And I have another draft tonight with the Orthodox, the Sephardim and the Ashkenaz, Dan. They rival. This is a rivalry like Hindus and Muslims. I've never seen anybody so racist as these guys. before we start talking about that, everybody else can call us. Ask about your team, Joyce. We want to hear about Mark's Cheetah Squad. I've heard nothing from you. I'm your personal fantasy consultant. Where are you? It's the most wonderful time of the year, Dan. We're back, and let's get to this league, this Orthodox League, which is everything just got thrown in the air with the Chris Johnson, because the rules, the scoring system in this league, I give them grief all the time. It's a little bit ridiculous. Right. A touchdown's only 6 points, but and I think we're changing that this year, but yards are .2 instead of .1. So 30 yards is worth a touchdown. So you get a guy who goes and rushes 10 carries for 30 yards. That's worth as many points as a guy who catches a touchdown pass.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. So in any event, there's crazy rules on receptions and bonuses at 100 yards. So now the thing, though, becomes if yardage is .2, how in a PPR league where points per reception are heavily weighted, how do I not take Chris Johnson with the first overall pick? He's going to have a full 8 days. No, really.
Chris Johnson to me, I would take him. I really would. I would be terrified. I would make sure that I had really good backup behind him because, let's face it, the history of this league, players, and it could be running backs, wide receiver, cornerback, they hold out. They miss all of training camp. They miss all the summer stuff. They get hurt. It's
this is
common.
A league that has huge bonuses for 100 yards receiving as well. So Johnson, I don't know enough, you know, I think Peterson has more 100-yard rushing games than him this year, but I think Johnson always has a shot to get 100 receiving yards and 100 rushing yards, and at the end of the day, you're looking at almost 2,000 total yards which is, that's the, at the point two. That's
right.
Fantasy points.
And Peterson won't get those receiving yards. I mean, he'll have a few, but not
I got to tell you, I think he's the healthiest. He's the best bet. And McNabb, the way he's talking, I think they are not happy with Gephardt. I think Leslie Frazier thinks Peterson can do things on third down.
They might let him. I mean, Leslie Frazier has committed to him. If this was a normal, I mean, not that scoring system, if it was just a normal scoring system,
then Peterson.
I'd be hard-pressed not to take Adrian Peterson with
agreed.
The pick.
Agreed. If this were a regular scoring system, even PPR, but that point two thing.
Yeah.
That point two. And Chris Johnson does catch 60, 70 passes.
He will this year, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Peterson might catch 30 passes if he has a huge year receiving.
Yeah, right.
Maybe 40. Who knows? I got to say, McNabb, some surprises draft day, and we'll get to all that. So most of my teams, Dan, are drafted, but the one tonight, it's really funny. This is, I said, it's the Orthodox Jews, okay?
Right.
Nobody's more racist I've ever seen than these guys. It's the Ashkenaz versus the Sephardim, and I think I'm Ashkenaz, and my partner that brought me in is Sephardim, so we're sort of the only mixed. And they're really brutal to each other. So
of course.
He never finished in the playoffs in the top 10. Like, out of 14 years, he never finished the top 10.
Right.
He brought me in the last two seasons. We've made two playoff appearances. And last year, we would have won the championship because we had Rodgers, but he had that 1 week, that he had the concussion.
Right.
He was our star, and so, we lost. But it's funny, because that's actually a Jewish football league, and the name of Kevin and I's league is the JFL, because we named it that early, because we said, hey, Jewish guys can't play football, so we'll have this fantasy football league, JFL. And every year, a couple guys bring up that we should change the name, it's offensive, and every year it gets shot down. And the funniest part is, like, half the league is Gentile. So, we have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, you've got a really wide door. Before you can offend people. I mean, like, Joyce was offended a little bit by, Michelle's picture, but it's understandable.
Right.
But for the 98% of the guys that play fantasy football, it really takes a lot to offend us. So.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, it's funny, though. Fantasy football, you see some of the greatest arguments. I mean, I had a thing where I was a commissioner of a league, and somebody accused me of either covering something up or cheating in some way with a roster. And I went freaking ballistic. I mean ballistic. Wrote, hey, I got two words for you, F and U. And I wrote this whole thing, this nasty email, how dare you, I do all this, blah, blah, blah. Who do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. Found out afterwards, one of the guys on the team, the kid's 14.
No. That almost brings a tear to my eyes. Like,
that's actually the team that I have with Gracie. That's the team that I have with Gracie. That's what's funny.
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, not so bad. Not so bad. But so anyway, Kevin and I, we were going to talk. Kevin this year, we had our draft.
Right.
And, here's the deal. Normally, I always write a preview. And we'll talk with Kevin next week. It's too bad he can't be here today because I really wanted to rip on him a lot. It was funny because we always have things in our draft, and I always write a write-up of the draft, about, all the funny things that were going on. And I'm the guy who does that for the league. And so there's a few, guys there who were very slovenly. And let me tell you, I came in there with my Arrowhead Mountain beard because, I'm up here at the lake and I've been here with my kids. I'm on vacation. So I came in with a mess. So I was not looking good by any means. But these guys, it was like Sasquatch. I didn't know what they were, like Cenozoic-era men. So anyway, I write the season thing. And there's two things you can normally count on when I do my write-up, and that is I don't put myself number one. Even if I think I'm number one, usually I put myself third or fourth. And I've only put myself number one, I think, once, and that year turned into a disaster.
Right.
I never put Kevin lower than three or four, no matter how bad his team looks to me, because his team always looks bad to me, but he is an amazing manager during the season, and I know by the end of the year they're going to be there because in 14 seasons they've been in the top six 13 times.
Right, right.
Ridiculous. And another championship last year. Okay. But this season, Dan, I did both. I put myself number one.
Yes.
That's the first change. And now the second change, and why we all know about the fantasy gods. Everybody here in every fantasy league across the country knows.
Yeah,
there are the entity known as the fantasy gods, and don't you tempt them.
If as they say, karma is a bitch.
You pay on the field.
Yes.
Guys have magic ways of getting lingering injuries or showing up with goose eggs or just turning into LT at $121 when he used to have 121 points.
Or those of us that drafted Tom Brady in the first round a few years ago and saw him play all of 10 minutes of the season.
Yes.
Yes. We know.
Yes. We all know about the fantasy gods. And Kevin and his partner spit in the face publicly and defied the gods.
Well, I was uncomfortable with the whole, hey, the trophy for the league is in the closet.
They fought obnoxiously over not who got to take the trophy, but which one of them had to take the trophy and hold it.
Don't mess with that.
It's disgusting behavior. It is a true act of heresy. Heresy. And I am now labeling Kevin Dicker of Encino a heretic. That's his new nickname, the fantasy heretic.
Yes.
That'd actually be a great blog.
He has been judged.
Dan, you could write that for him every time he misses his deadline.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing for me?
Flashback to baseball season right now.
No, but basically, it could be like the view of a pompous ass who's smarter than everyone and spits on the conventional fantasy wisdom. Very Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
God, I knew you were going to get that in there.
Whatever. You take any chance you can to get a Bachman thing in. So at the auction, I have to say, Kevin did more awfully than usual. And we'll talk about his team with him next week and give him a chance to defend himself, but honestly, he won't. Okay? I think the gods have started their vengeance.
This is the teams that you texted me on.
Yes.
And oh, my God.
No, listen. Yes. Matthew Stafford, Felix Jones, and Jahvid Best. Now, you know, I love Matthew Stafford this year. I, despite serious objections, have Felix Jones respectably ranked this year.
Yes, you do.
And I absolutely detest Jahvid Best, and despite the protests of many, have refused to move him up on our rankings. I am going out on a limb on Mike Vick. I am going out on a limb on Jahvid Best. Those are my guys.
Yeah.
And Lance Kendricks.
Yeah.
So right there, I'm telling you, okay, the gods have started their vengeance. Normally, I would be telling you right now, Kevin picked them. They're all going to stay healthy. Stafford's going to last 16 games. Felix is going to be a stud, and Jahvid Best is going to have the only healthy year he's ever had, including college.
And he'll be the next 2K guy. So.
Right. Now, he does have awesome receivers, the best combo in the league with Andre Johnson and Hakeem Nicks.
Very good.
Okay, but he has Ben Watson at tight end.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's got a bad defense and a bad kicker. So what I'm saying is I think that this is the year, based on Kevin's heresy. It's all falling apart for him.
This might be bottom half of the league time.
Don't worry about Stafford, Felix, or Best anymore. They're now cursed. They're on Kev's team. But I have to tell you, the 1 year that Kev did not finish, he flamed horribly. It was the worst team in the history of the league. They went like 2-12. I mean, they were awful. Okay, well, anyway, let's get to my favorite subject, Dan. Me and my team.
Yes.
Now, I came in with Vic and Charles for 6 and 29, respectively. Okay, dollars. For reference, Aaron Rodgers went for 72. Brady, 71. Rivers and Breeze were in the 60s. And then at running back, Adrian Peterson was 102. CJ was 91. Jones, Drew, and Gore were in their 60s. The Johnsons were bought by this panel. Kevin on the panel. I bought Calvin. He bought Andre.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're going to talk about this, and then after the break, we're going to get into football. You notice there's no soccer today, so we have a lot of football to talk right now.
That's true.
Our draft plan was we had $180 allocated to get one of the Johnsons or Fitzgerald. And then one of the other Johnsons, sans Stevie, not Steve, with MJD, Gore, if they were sitting at a price we liked at value.
Right.
Now, right out of the gate, we paid $92 for Calvin Johnson. So, you know, and then we're looking at our team, and our team so far is Vic, Jamal Charles, and Calvin Johnson. And that is time where you don't even need images of women to visit the restroom in a private setting.
Oh,
boy.
Well, to be brutally
Dan,
honest.
I hate to do this to
Vic,
you.
Vic,
I hate to do this to you, Dan, but I just got a 15-second notice. So we have to go to Matt's musical styling.
Okay.
And you'll bring us back in from the break. I never cut off my man, Dan. Taking us out with some bets.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for it. You know the name of that song, Dan?
No, what is the name of that song?
B-Y-O-B. Bring your own babe.
To our parties, baby.
Or bring your own body bag. I don't know.
Bring anyway. Your own booze. And that's appropriate, because today, for the first time ever, I'm sitting here at the lake, and I'm sipping on a Tecate.
I might belt better than that here. Glass of wine that you have in the photo on Fantasy Insights website.
That's, you know what? I hate wine. I'm not even a wine drinker. But I'll tell you, you know the story behind that photo, right?
Yes. Yes, you told
so,
me.
So, I mean, look, a chance to host the Rob Report magazine, nothing more prestigious. Best of the best cigar, 10 best cigars in the world that they're testing. You got to drink wine with that.
Yeah.
I couldn't drink that much cognac. 10 cigars, a minute per cigar. That was rough.
That was terrible.
By the time you get to that ninth cigar, you're like, okay.
Well, you know, one thing
I really think this is delicious. You can't even appreciate it. It's like what the guys must feel like about the Nathan's hot dogs at the competition after they're through with three. I rudely interrupted
you. The Kobayashi of cigars, yes.
I rudely interrupted you before the break, Dan.
No, I was just, you know, I can't get over the fact that you got Vic for $6. And you alluded to the story behind that, which I find absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, Kevin traded him to me.
Yes.
Right, but he got Drew Brees in that trade, and he won the championship. He went, gave up the future to win the championship, and he won the championship. Now, the trade he just killed me on was right before the draft, I gave him T.O. for Hakeem Nicks for T.O., and he's retaining Hakeem Nicks for $6 this year.
Yeah, that...
It doesn't hurt that bad, only because T.O. ruined my whole season. Anyway, so we get to the draft, and we're doing our thing. And we get our Calvin, and we have 180, and we figure there's no way the next guy's going for 88. Well, who comes on the board? Andre Johnson. And he goes for $90 to who? To Kevin.
Right.
So now I'm thinking, okay, Larry Fitzgerald's the target. $90 is the price range. And up comes MJD. And he's in the 60s. And we said, you know what? You still got Gore there. You still got Fitzgerald. If we have Jamal Charles, Mike Vick, and two of the top three receivers, no one's touching us.
Right.
So we waited. And comes up next, Frank Gore. Sitting there at $67. $67. I grabbed him.
You know, for this season, I think Frank Gore is a wonderful choice.
I've never had him.
I
really don't like him.
No.
I don't like him on my team, but every time I'm playing somebody and Frank Gore is their starter, I have a little bit of fear.
Yeah. And I think this year, I'll be really blunt. I put it in our Instant Insights a couple days ago when I was talking about Frank Gore. I really, truly believe in my heart Jim Harbaugh is going to run the hell out of him.
Yep.
I think Frank Gore is going to have at least, I'd say 350 carries.
He could be a 2 to 3 touchdown a game guy too, because Harbaugh, you know what he did when he had a guy like Gebhardt.
Yeah.
He believes in getting that back, their touchdowns.
And Gore can, I mean, he can catch the ball too.
Oh no, Gore's, he's a stud. It's his health. I just hate it. I just think he's coming off hip surgery. Come on.
Exactly, the broken hip. That's the only thing that scares me,
well,
but I really
course,
think
that's
Harbaugh's
67 instead of 95.
And, you know, Kendall Hunter, the backup to Gore,
I like him.
He's played so well in the preseason.
I could see
Harbaugh just saying, you know what, I will run Gore until he collapses.
And then I'll give Anthony Dixon the ball until he collapses, and then I'll give Kendall Hunter the ball until he collapses.
Exactly.
And by then, Gore should be healthy.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're sitting there with Gore and Jamal Charles at running back, Mike Vick at quarterback, and Megatron at our receiver. Those are our four.
See, those are arguably four of the top players at their positions.
Well, I would say all of them, yeah, they're all top three. Well, no, Gore's not.
Well, no, Gore's not.
But both running backs are top 10, let's say, even though we at Fantasy Insights have Gore 11. So worst case scenario, I have two of the top 12 backs.
Yeah. And this is a 10-team league or 12-team?
12.
See, yeah.
Now we had to fill out the roster. And there's that moment in the auction. You know, we let a lot of guys go because we were sitting back on Mark Ingram and James Starks, one of those two, and Owen Daniels, figuring if we didn't get Daniels, we'd go for Greg Olsen.
Right.
Now, we let a lot of guys go. Marcus Colston we let go at $29. We let Bolden go at $25. Antonio Holmes at $26. You know, we passed on all those guys.
Yeah.
And there's that moment in the auction, no matter how much prep you do, and look, I do virtually no prep draft day because I'm constantly prepping. It's like a musical instrument. I know how to play it. I have a mental library. I can hear the notes in my head.
Yes, we are prepping 24/7.
It's very, very different than the Masterbury.
Oh, yeah.
Although when you see the guys in your team, like, well, anyway, another story. But there's always that point in the draft when you're staring at your rankings. I mean, like, let's face it, these are my rankings. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I put some guys higher because I know I should, and some guys lower because I shouldn't, but I'm staring at it, and you just don't look you just don't like the look of the guy you're staring at on the page.
Exactly.
So you start looking lower on the list. Who else is there? Right?
Right.
Everybody. There's something about it. Like, you get there, no matter how much prep you do, you're sitting there, and when it's time to make your pick, you're looking up and down the list, you're trying to find the right guy on the list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, the money was too much for Brandon Marshall. I thought he was in the high 40s. Reggie Wayne, high 40s. Des Bryant, high 40s. We were fine waiting around to snag number 85 and Santana Moss. And got Ocho for $7 and Moss for, I think, $3.
See, and again, we talk about it every week with people. It's value. Yes.
Well,
no, if you had spent in the upper 40s, those guys would have given you a certain amount. But you've got two wide receivers, and I know Ocho's struggling at the moment. I don't think he's struggling in October.
I don't think Ocho's struggling is the difference. I think the Patriots are just smart enough not to say how amazing he is. Okay? How is he struggling? He caught a touchdown pass on a 12-yard skinny post in the first quarter of a game on the only drive that they cared about. I mean,
well, I think what you're seeing in the preseason games that people really need to calm down sometimes is you'll see Ocho maybe turn the wrong way, and the timing just isn't quite there yet, but then they're also not game plan.
I could tell you right now that Tom Brady and Ocho Cinco are taking extra snaps on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Working on timing, just like Manning did with Harrison. just like Manning did with Randy Moss. Okay? So Ochocinco's going to have a huge year.
Yeah.
But anyway, even if he doesn't, I figure that might be my weakness, my second receiver. But anyway, you get to that point and you move it. See, there's where the draft plan hit a snag a bit. I wanted Starks, I wanted Owen Daniels, I wanted Ingram, maybe even Tolbert, but bye weeks came into play. But people hoarded their cash and sat on those guys, and so we ended up figuring the difference between a $1 Olsen and a $1 Zach Miller, between Owen Daniels at 29, was less significant than having a terrible kicker and defense in this league, which matters, because they give, you get 6 points for a 50-yard plus field goal. You get points off for missed field goals in this league. Your guy misses a short kick, you get minus 5 points.
And
misses, you know, it decreases as distance goes. And the defensive scoring, if your defense gives up a lot of points, you get negative points. And at the same time, if your defense scores and creates turnovers, you get a ton of points.
Right.
So we got the Patriots defense and Gostkowski. I think that's pretty damn solid. So our team is amazing, and I let Lance Kendricks go at $10. And in retrospect, I should have bought him because I didn't get the guys I was sitting out on. So I don't have Lance Kendricks.
But did you say you got Greg Olsen for a dollar?
I did get Greg Olsen as the starting tight end, and his backup is Zach Miller. I think both of them are startable.
I don't think there's going to be that much difference between.
Who do you start week one? Do you play the matchup with those guys, or is Greg Olsen your starter and Zach Miller is your backup?
Although I would like to tell our listeners, I saw Lance Kendricks in person last week at Arrowhead Stadium, and although I'm not going to yet declare him a top three or four tight end, my God.
He is, at the end of the year, I am very comfortable saying, and everybody thinks I'm crazy now, I will not be surprised if statistically, fantasy-wise, he is a top five tight end, and I would not be surprised if he won the position. That's how much I believe in him.
I have definitely warmed up to your top ten. And I'm not going to lie, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I scoffed at that. And now that I've actually watched him, I'm thinking Sam Bradford loves him to death.
Loves him.
Loves him, absolutely.
You remember a guy named Jermaine Gresham, how good he was in college?
Yeah.
Remember who his quarterback was?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, what do you know? Every quarterback, the guy they would love to throw the ball to most, there's two guys, the tight end and the running back. It's the easiest. Tight end's always open.
And even though, you know, when you mentioned Ben Watson, he's Cleveland Browns, and Cleveland's not sexy or exciting or anything like that, but his quarterback's Colt McCoy. And Colt McCoy loved throwing to the tight end at Texas.
Yep.
So, you know, people go, and these young quarterbacks, they love their tight ends. That's why there's about 10 or 12 of them that are legitimate,
you know,
fantasy starters.
That is why we decided not to go with Daniels. And you know how high I am on Owen Daniels. I've got him fourth in our rankings. People are telling me I'm crazy on him. I think he could win the position. I mean, Owen Daniels I've had on my team many times. But, Dan, you're going to love my third running back. Okay, we sat on Cam Newton, and quite frankly, we have a very cute auctioneer. And she was doing the auction, and I got caught up in flirtations and libations, and I didn't realize I'd been outbid. But we realized we never would keep him, so we didn't mind.
The hazards of the football draft, yeah.
Yeah, well, at the end, when we didn't get Starks, I went with the editor-in-chief. I picked Delone Carter from the Colts as our backup running back.
Yep.
This is not a flex league, so you only start two backs.
Right.
Two backs, two receivers. You get a backup at each position.
But Delone Carter, I'm just telling people, because Joseph Addai, I love Joseph Addai.
Well, let me ask you this question, Dan. Who's starting in Indianapolis at running back next season?
Oh, next season?
Yes.
Delone Carter.
Who's starting the following season?
Delone Carter.
Next year he'll be $6, the year after
$11. Yeah. It is. Again, value. Value, value, value.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought you would like to applaud your team.
Now, you know, the teams in the league were very balanced this year. It was an interesting draft. It's a very weird draft because quarterback and tight end are both so deep. And running back's even kind of deep, actually, because you've got four or five great ones and maybe six, seven great ones, and everybody else is pretty much the same until you get to 25.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sidney Rice was undrafted in our league. Now, only 36 receivers get chosen. Nate Burleson, A.J. Green in a keeper league. A.J. Green didn't get chosen.
Really?
And Greg Little on Cleveland, who we have him ranked 40, so I understand that.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch, Willis McGahee, Danny Woodhead, Brandon Jacobs, Jonathan Stewart, Ben Tate.
Wow.
Yeah. Ringer. But now that doesn't matter. Tomlinson, Ryan Grant.
Well, wait a minute. Ringer might still, because you and I have the same opinion on Chris Johnson. Love him, love him, love him. I think both of us just have this kind of, we're shielding our eyes. It's just like, I'm seeing a blown hammy about week four or five.
Yep, it's scary. Well, anyway, we've got 15 seconds to the break, and when we come back, that guy from Chicago is going to join us.
Deep dish.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Have we got a high-energy, all-access sports show for you? It's Outside the Huddle, starring Lemont Williams. Each week, join Lemont as he takes callers, discusses the week's top stories in the world of sports, and sits down with active and former players to discuss their transition from sports to business. Outside the Huddle is a great resource for players making career transitions both on and off the field. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific for Outside the Huddle on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hi-ho, triple psycho. I got a feeling like a tide of flow. But I know what I am, ain't no one to ask, so let me be.
Gasoline, never fail.
I got no reason for the state I'm in.
I like 99% of Matt's musical styling. It's just every once in a while he does that Steel Magnolias thing. And
well, and that thing that he did into the break. What was that? I don't know what that was, Matt. Anyway, it's really interesting to hear Dan and I speak to each other, but the better thing is when we bring on that guy from Chicago. So that guy, Mike, from Chicago, you there? Mike Neese, Fantasy Insights writer, you there?
Hey, guys, yeah, just looking here at this deep dish pizza drooling, but
you know, I'm jealous. I love the deep dish. I love Al's Beef in Chicago. We used to drive in, get the Buffalo Joe's, get the Al's Beef. You get the, what is it, Douay, the pizza?
I don't know.
You don't know Pizza Douay or Pizza Uno? Mike?
There's Lou Malnati's.
All right, clearly I'm thinking of a different city. Anyway, guys, Gracie and I drafted our team, which means I drafted our team.
Right.
You'll tell me about this one. And the reason I like going over our teams is because I feel that everybody's going through the same stuff right now, trying to figure out what to do, and hearing the commentary about my teams will help them make decisions. And then you guys are going to help me decide when Smitty gets on the line, if he comes. You're going to help me decide who I'm going to take tonight. But anyway, our team, Breeze, now for the fourth year running, is my quarterback. I love this league. It's unlimited retention contract length. So
oh,
if you got a guy cheap early, you can retain him forever. So I've played for the championship two in the last 3 years in this league. Drew Brees, MJD, LeGarrette Blount, Roddy White, and JerMichael Finley were the guys I brought back. LeGarrette Blount is like $6, Roddy White's like $15.
Sweet.
Added Stevie Johnson, and Mike Williams. So my three receivers will be Roddy White, Stevie Johnson, and Mike Williams, and that's
Williams
Tampa.
Williams of Buffalo?
That's the Tampa, Mike. Yeah, and Stevie J, Buffalo Johnson.
Or excuse me, Tampa. I've been Tampa.
Yeah, Mike Williams of Tampa. Then you got Lance Kendricks as my backup to Finley. You know I like that, so I'm stacked. My weakness there, wide receiver depth. Beyond my starting wide receivers, although I can put Kendricks in as a receiver if I want to, so that's why I picked him also. He's my flex bye week play. Jerome Simpson and Greg Little, I believe in because it's a keeper league. I took them both. But I'm probably going to add somebody. I might add T.O. and wait on him because I don't need anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're fine with the depth. And T.O. is worth, you know, what's he going to cost you, like a buck or something?
Yeah, now, Mike, we were just talking about a bunch of guys, and Matt Forte now comes to mind because we had him very high, and now the Bears are going to pay him. It looks like Chester Taylor's out of town. But I don't care about that. I want to know, Jay Cutler went for $1 in our draft at the end of the draft. Nobody wanted him.
And the drafts I've been in, too, I've seen him falling like a rock.
Kevin Cobb, too.
I think that MJD's bad-mouthing him and everybody else pounding out at the end of last season really did a number on Cutler's value, but he's come to camp pissed off with a chip on his shoulder, and I think he's going to be a big surprise this year.
All right, but here's the question, Mike, and you can't answer it. But if anybody could, I know you could, but you can't. And here's the question. Who the hell is he going to throw the ball to?
You know, that is the one reason that he's probably being downgraded, too.
Well, it's a pretty big reason.
Well, you know, Roy Williams was a big disappointment. And
He never should have come.
But Bennett?
Yeah, nah. Bennett, see, stop there.
Our good
this
receiver.
Is what I always say. Why does a NFL franchise not hire Fantasy Insights to be their GM? We could tell them everything they need to know, obviously. Because the Bears, any fantasy owner, any, not even a smart one, any, could have told them, the best receiver on your team is Johnny Knox, according to performance. The second best receiver on your team who can help you is Earl Bennett. The third best receiver on your team who should be your slot receiver and playmaker is Devin Hester. Matt Forte is your best running back. And you should never sign a stiff like Roy Williams.
Yes.
No, but teams, you know,
I cannot argue
with
that.
I think that was a March decision, and I think it was a bad one.
All right, well, right now we've got that guy from Chicago here, but we need a little Virginia. Aquaman, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Now, Aqua, I want to get something straight. You're from New York originally.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, this whole Virginia thing, I was like, it's not a Virginia accent. This guy's New York to the core. Maybe even Jersey or upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a Virginia accent that you hear.
Is it Jersey or is it upstate New York?
No, it's the city. It's like Long Island, Queens. So.
Long Island. There you go. Long Island,
yeah.
Queens. What's the name of the suburb?
What's that?
What's the name of the suburb?
The suburbs.
Yeah, I mean, you lived in the suburbs, right?
Oh, no, I'm in Long Island. I lived in Bayshore.
Bayshore. There you go.
Yeah.
Went to school with a lot of Bayshore guys and girls in Michigan.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Bayshore's everywhere. All right, let's get down to football. We've been talking about guys. Anybody on the Bears draftable, Bill?
Are we not talking IDP leagues here?
No, we're talking about this wide receiver.
Yeah, then no, well, you know, Forte is a good
backup
running back, but that's it, really.
All right, Mike, we always focus on the Bears first when you're on, but let's discuss some guys that I think are going a little bit too early and guys going a little bit too late. Early and expensive. To me, Felix Jones, Javid Best, Andre Roberts, Kenny Britt, maybe Jones-Drew, maybe Jimmy Graham. Nice. Anybody on that list you think is going too early and you don't like?
You know, almost all of them are going too early. Best has injury issues. He can't seem to stay on the field healthy. Felix Jones hasn't really proved anything.
All right, Aquaman. Anybody on that list you disagree with me on? Felix Jones, Javid Best, Jimmy Graham, Andre Roberts, Kenny Britt, MJD?
No, I think there's a lot of hype on people like Jimmy Graham, and so that's why they're going too early. But I do like them. You know, like somebody like Jimmy Graham, I do like him for this year, but definitely going too early.
Yeah, he went for, in our draft, 29, just like Owen Daniels. But the team that bought him, the guy lives in New Orleans. So late and bargains. Dan, that I've seen. Kevin Cobb, off the. I mean, I got him in our top 12. Santana Moss, Ocho Cinco, Greg Olson, Stevie Johnson even, in some leagues. Tony Gonzalez, Sean Green, Matt Cassel's invisible. Mike Tolbert, nobody's taken. You guys all just heard the names I read. I'm going to read them one more time. You tell me who the best bargain is when I come to you. Kevin Cobb, Santana Moss, Ocho Cinco, Greg Olson, Stevie Johnson, Tony Gonzalez, Sean Green, Matt Cassel, Mike Tolbert. Dan, start with you. Who's the best value on that list?
Best value on that list right now is Stevie Johnson.
All right. Aqua, before we come back to Dan, who's the best on your list? And boys, get out a pen and a pad.
Yeah, I like Johnson too, but just to mix it up, I think Sean Green is a really good pick on that list.
All right, especially in performance leagues that don't have PPR. Nice, Michael, that guy
I
from
Chicago. I think I like Tolbert best out of that list.
Who was it? I missed it.
Tolbert.
Tolbert, tell me why you like Tolbert so
much. I don't trust Matthews.
Yeah, I like Tolbert and don't like Matthews, but what's about Tolbert that you like?
Well, he's a great PPR guy. Catches the ball, runs with the ball.
Scored get the goal line work.
Touchdowns last year.
All right, Smitty, you've been on long enough
pretty much under everybody's radar.
Sorry about stepping over there, Mike. I never apologize to the next guy. Smitty, have you been there long enough to hear the discussion and see if you liked any of the guys that we were just talking about?
Yeah, I agree with Nice this time that Tolbert's a double touchdown guy from last year, and Matthews is fragile, so that's good value there. I've got him on a couple of my teams.
Yeah, I only passed on Tolbert because he had a bye in the same week as my starters. Could have gotten him dirt cheap, probably for a buck. Sean Green was mentioned by you, Aqua. You like him. I like that. And Stevie Johnson mentioned by a couple of you. He actually probably is going at about value then. The guys that I really like that are being bypassed, I got to say, Santana Moss to me.
Mm.
I'm a Santana Moss hater. Anybody who knows, you know, my rap knows I can't stand Santana Moss. He had a 3-touchdown game. I went on the challenge that night, you know, and talked about how it was like Christmas 3 times and it'll never happen again. Remember Frisman Jackson. So, but this year I've watched them play a bunch in the preseason and both quarterbacks looked to him first.
Yeah, two words for you, John Beck.
I can tell you, I think Rex is going to end up with that job at some point.
And that's worse.
Well, I'm going to start Ocho Cinco ahead of Santana.
I would try it. I would start Ocho Cinco ahead of Grossman at quarterback.
Hey, you know what? They could probably use him to kick. Greg Olson might be, to me, the steal and bargain of the draft because he's still under people's radars. And I believe in that offense, he is really going to flourish and could be a top 5, top 7 tight end. Thoughts on that, guys? We'll go to each one of you. Aqua, what do you think about Greg Olson?
I think he'll definitely be a nice surprise this year. I don't know about top 5, though.
What do you got him? Top 10? Top 15?
Yeah, top 10. But
top 10. How about you, Smitty?
There. Yeah.
Smitty? Oh. Greg Olson.
Olson, in the drafts I've done so far, is being drafted as a top 15, and I always grab him whenever I don't get one of the tier 1 tight ends. And, yeah, I agree with you, and I think Cam Newton is a good fit for him.
So you like him a lot?
Yes, I do. I do.
All right, because I passed on Owen Daniels and Lance Kendricks and some other guys holding out on some running backs and ended up with him, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, you should be.
Mike Nice, Greg Olson, you have the
game plan that actually features him. He might be one of the top 7 or 8 tight ends in the league. He was one of Cutler's favorite targets, and March never wanted to throw to him.
Dan, what do you say?
I agree. I think Greg Olson is at worst a fringe, like bottom end number 1 tight end. So he's about 10.
All right. I've got him a little higher than both of you. I really like him mainly, not only because of his talent, but because the offense they're going to run is a tight end-centric offense. That's what Rivera brought over with Chudzinski. Big movers this week on the rankings charts. Peyton Manning says he's going to play week 1. We moved him back up to number 6. Grossman and Beck, I moved them both up because we don't know who's going to play. Charlie Whitehurst moved up because Tavarius Jackson looks so bad. downward, Jay Cutler, Tebow, Tavarius Jackson. Running backs moving up. Tim Hightower, only went for $8 in our draft. I think he's a steal. I think people still think that he's just Tim Hightower from the Cardinals, and watching him run in that zone blocking scheme, he looks amazing to me. Aqua, you're in Virginia. What do you say?
Yeah, Hightower has looked really, really good during the preseason, and the talk here is, you know, really high on him. He's definitely a steal, especially at $8 there.
Smitty, you agree with that?
Yeah, Hightower's good. He's got good skills, and if you're going to go that route, take Roy Helu with a late-round pick.
All right, now moving up, Dan, I've got Hakeem Nicks and Wallace moving ahead of Greg Jennings, both of them. I just think that Jennings, they're going to spread the ball out too much. We got 1 minute. I love Antonio Brown. Think he'll end up starting there next year for sure, a great keeper. But Steve Smith says he's going to play week one for Philadelphia. Is he worth a roster spot at all, and what does he mean for Jeremy Maclin? Do it in 30 seconds, my dear.
Smith scares me, to be honest. The injury history and all that, and plus Philadelphia has all those options too.
Yep.
So I think he'll be okay, but I wouldn't take him very high at all. And there's a ton of wide receivers out there, let's be honest.
Yep.
I have to say I am very proud and pleased with the decorum of this crowd, because when I said do it in 30 seconds, my dear, not one of you said that's what she said.
I was worried that Dan responded to you saying my dear. That's what came to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Why? You're like the pinko communist liberal. You should be embracing any kind of homosexual affinities. Anyway, guys, we're going to a break right now with Matt's Musical Styling.
Oh, we hope we come back.
Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Tune in every Monday after the busy sports weekend to Catch the Vision Sports Radio with host Thomas Lewis. We'll look at sports from every level, from what happened years ago to what happened last week to what's coming next. Thomas Lewis will take you to places you've never been before on a sports talk show and will bring an experience you've been waiting for. Our topics will focus on realities facing a player, labor disputes, academics, recruiting, and transition. Tune in to Catch the Vision Sports Radio, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Sports and medicine go hand in hand. Quite simply, if you aren't up to your game health-wise, you won't be up to your game on the field. That's where Bruce the Sports Doc comes in. Dr. Bruce Grossinger uses his medical training and experience to bring you a link between sports and medicine, from the latest advances and treatments to discussion behind the injuries of the week. Bruce the Sports Doc and his team of guest experts are here each week to lay it on the line in terms that you can understand. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Matt's doing pretty well today.
I'm surprised he's not playing, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, so.
Considering the conversation. It took me a second, Dan, but eventually I caught it. What I said, how was what I said in any way offensive to gay people? It would, I could see it being offensive to pinko communists like Smitty, but I don't see how it's affected to offensive to gays.
I'm not a communist, a socialist.
You know what? I respect you more for saying it.
Damn you,
Lawrence
Adam,
O'Donnell.
Get it right.
I'll actually watch Lawrence O'Donnell simply because he's honest about it and says what he is. I think that was actually one cool thing. Anyway. We don't talk politics anymore. It's not the season.
That's right.
Well, you just like the fact, you know, someone says something honest. So that's, you know, you don't get that with the Republican Party.
I don't know what
there
I'm
we
talking
go, there
about.
We go.
I think that I will plead the fifth. Anyway.
Rose one.
Listen, hey, guys.
One.
Boys. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Not now. Let's wait till we get a candidate, and then we'll see what happens with Barry and the guy. All right. The debate. Let's do a quick pulse check. I want to do a little mock draft right now with just the five of us, since we got so many of us, just the five of us, with so many of us on the air. Why don't we just do a little draft right now and see where everybody's head's at so people who are doing their drafts will see what's going on. I'm picking first.
Well, hold on. PPR or no?
PPR. 1 point per reception, and that's it. No other, okay, and maybe an extra bonus point if you get 100 yards receiving, rushing, or 300 passing. Fair enough?
Good. All right.
And let's say tiered points for touchdowns, like, you know, small bonus points if you get a touchdown over 30 yards and over 50 yards.
Yeah.
Okay? We all good?
Yep.
Everybody knows what we're doing?
Cool.
All right. Not a keeper league. Chris Johnson will be my pick. Dan?
For first pick, or am I taking the second?
I just took Chris Johnson. Who are you taking?
Come on, I'll take Adrian Peterson.
Smitty?
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice, third, ahead of Arian Foster, and I'm guessing that's because of the hammy, or is that because of Ben Tate?
Because of the hammy and like Ray Rice. But yeah, primarily because of the hammy.
Why also ahead of Jamaal Charles?
Charles is fine. I still envision a little bit of sharing there with Thomas Jones at the goal line.
You're not concerned of Ricky Williams getting goal line work?
No. Ricky is all but done.
Okay. Aquaman, who you taking? Fourth?
Yeah, I'll take Charles.
Jamaal Charles. So Arian Foster, I guess there is some concern about his hammy. Niece, are you going to take Foster?
Not right now. He looks like he's out the next 2 or 3 weeks, possibly.
So who are you going to take in the fifth spot?
I think I'd have to probably go along with LeSean McCoy.
Wow.
I like that one.
Why?
He's a good pass catcher. He's on an explosive offense. He should have a lot of opportunities.
Okay, so now here we sit in the sixth pick. And if I were in a draft that were real, and I wasn't looking at my own team here like I am, see, if for my own team, I'd take Vic, because I need a quarterback. But in the sixth pick, you guys are leaving me a gift that I'm going to take wrapped and cherish. My precious. I'll take Arian Foster. Dan?
Okay, talk to me in a month when he still hasn't played. But I would
handcuff
say...
him with Tate later.
I see, this is the point where normally I might take Matt Forte, but I think instead I'll take Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson. Interesting. Smitty?
It's funny, just before coming in here, I grabbed a cheat sheet. It's the only thing I have in front of me. You never know when a draft breaks out.
oh, God.
Darren McFadden.
McFadden?
Yeah.
McFadden ahead of Jones-Drew, Forte, yep. Mendenhall, Gore. Really?
I'm taking him ahead of Mendenhall. The others aren't an issue. MJD is in trouble with the knees. Gore, you know, he's pretty beat up. And Forte's got a terrible offensive line.
PPR league, Jones-Drew and Forte hold water. But, yeah, McFadden, if he stays healthy, he's a stud. No question. Aquaman, who are you taking?
Probably MJD.
MJD, so we're still in the running backs. We haven't broken water with the quarterbacks. And now we're on Niece's pick, so this is the 10th pick. What do you say, Mike?
I think at this point I'd probably take Peyton Hillis.
Whoa. Peyton Hillis?
Everybody's downgrading him for this year, but hell, he's going to have the opportunity. He was a touchdown machine last year. He catches passes. He runs.
Is there anybody on the phone who agrees with that pick?
I want to draft with Niece.
No.
Aqua?
No. As a matter of fact, I think Chris Johnson would badmouth him in Twitter from that pick.
Okay. We're back to me.
Yep.
Now, I've taken two running backs, but Maurice Jones-Drew. So who's on the board? Maurice Jones-Drew.
No,
Richard Mendenhall. Matt Forte.
No, MJD's gone. Mendenhall's on the board. Gore,
oh, yeah, Mendenhall, Forte, and Gore. At receiver, Calvin Johnson and Roddy White are both on the board. And a quarterback, Michael Vick's on the board, sitting here at 11. Now, based on who's available, I think this is a no-brainer, and I go Mike Vick. In the 11 pick, in the 11th slot.
Of course you would think that.
Dan?
Just because you took Mike Vick... I'll go ahead and take Aaron Rodgers.
I'm starting a run on quarterback.
That's what I was going to do and take a better quarterback later. But
see what I
good.
Did? Smitty,
me to it.
Smitty, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, the other QBs look like there's some decent ones out there. So I'm going to
Tom Brady,
go
Drew Brees, Philip Rivers still sitting right there.
No, I'm going to go wide receiver and take Calvin Johnson.
Megatron to Smitty, leading Aqua to pick whom?
Damn it! Well, he just took my receiver, so
this is good.
You know what? I might stretch a little. I'll take Knicks.
Wow, that is a stretch, because we've got Wallace, Fitzgerald, and Roddy White all ahead of him. Why Knicks? Is that New York Giant homer, or is that just genuine belief in his ability?
No, I mean, it's probably some subconscious homer there, but, you know, I'll tell you what, I loved him last year going into the season. He was great. I think he's going to be even better this year. Eli can throw 50 interceptions. It doesn't matter to me. Knicks is going to get his touches. I really like him a lot.
I do think he obviously is going to be a stud. We have him 6th overall. The only reason I put Mike Wallace ahead of him is that I think that Hakeem Nicks has shown he'll miss games due to injury. Okay, now moving on to Mike Neese and your pick, Mike.
I'm going to take a surprise here. I'm going to take DeSean Jackson.
Wow, Mike.
Man. The way you defined this, it's a bonus situation, and you will not find a better wide receiver in a length of touchdown bonus league. He's got, in his career so far, he's got 56 catches over 20 yards, another 20 catches over 40.
Mike, you just defeated me. You had me at hello.
And he just eats up a point.
he's the guy who's been drinking all day and shows up in the draft.
He couldn't hear me. You had me at hello, Mike. You got me with that calling the scoring system out. That is a strong argument. That argument holds water. We'll let it stand. Now we're back to me. And on the board still is Forte, Roddy White, Tom Brady. I think it's a no-brainer. You got to go Roddy White here. Roddy White, Dan.
Well, since I was just going to take Roddy White, obviously I agree with you on that pick.
We're getting everything in this draft. Wait for a guy.
So Forte is still on the board?
Yep.
Oh, hell, I'll take Forte at this point.
Oh, hell, who will you take, Smitty?
I think this one slipped through unless I missed something. I'm going to take Mendenhall.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah,
he's still there.
Look at the stud backs. I've got Ray Rice, McFadden, and Mendenhall.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Too bad only two start. Oh, no, we have a flex. Aquaman.
I'll take Brady.
Tom Brady. Nothing wrong with that pick. Nice, we only got a couple minutes, so let's go
anybody
fast, guys.
Anybody take Vic?
Vic's gone.
Aaron Rodgers?
Gone. Brady's gone, too. You can take Drew Brees or Philip Rivers or Peyton Manning if you'd like.
I'll take Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. Coming back to the Dish Man. And looking at the board, seeing Larry Fitzgerald sitting there, I think my team is going to look very nice with Larry Fitzgerald, Roddy White, Arian Foster, Chris Johnson, and Mike Vick. I'll go Fitzgerald.
Not bad.
No, I think I'm smoking all of you. But then again,
I
did have the first pick in a non-snake draft.
No way.
Then I will.
We only got a minute, so let's finish out this round. Dan, who are you taking?
I'm going to go out on a slight limb. I'll take Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson at number 16. I don't mind that. I'd take Mike Wallace ahead of him. I'd take Greg Jennings ahead of him, but I don't mind that. Real quick, Smitty, who are you taking?
Here's the coup de grace. With all those backs, I'd take Drew Brees as my starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's a pretty darn good pick. Now, you already got your quarterback, Aqua. What's your pick?
Jennings for my number two receiver.
Greg Jennings, not bad. Still like Mike Wallace better than him. And you, Michael?
I think I'm going to take Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes?
Oh, my God. One more round.
Terrible pick.
Let's go one more round.
We can't do another round. We only got 30 seconds. Unless you guys are ready, get ready right now. Lightning round before we go to break. Looking at the board, who am I going to take but Antonio Gates? Why not get a tight end? In the real draft, I'd go Mike Wallace. Go ahead now, Dan. So Mike Wallace, Dan.
Mike Wallace.
Go ahead, Smitty.
Miles Austin.
Aqua.
Matt Bradshaw.
Nice.
He'll come back here and,
All right, Matt Bradshaw went way too high. Frank Gore was the pick there. Aquaman's definitely a Giants homer, but he's from the Bronx. Well, it's Long Island anyway. That guy from Chicago joined us. Smitty joined us. Fantasy Insights Radio. 1 week till the season. See you next week.
Well, just plug me in, just like I was Eddie Harris. Eating crazy cheese, I do it, make them all Paris.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.